It's time to talk about Las Vegas with Ira. Each week, Ira David Sternberg talks with the celebrities, entertainers, writers, and personalities who make Las Vegas the most exciting city in the world. And now, here's Ira.
Jazz and classical, two different genres. Yet my guest, while learning classical music starting at age 4 in her hometown of Fukui, Japan, soon showed an interest in other kinds of music. Then after high school, she devoted herself to jazz piano, both in playing and composition. Yuko Mabuchi is performing with the Yuko Mabuchi Quartet in Myron's at the Smith Center this Saturday, March 16th at 5 and 8 p.m. For ticket information, go to thesmithcenter.com. And for everything about Yuko Mabuchi, go to yukomabuchi.com. And you can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And Yuko, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello there. Well, I know that you started at age 4. Do you remember when you first developed an interest in music? Was it even younger than age 4?
Yes. My mother is a classical piano teacher, so getting know about the music and especially piano was very easy. And yeah, I was 4, but my mother saw my interest about music. She took me to a friend to teach me music. So I started to learning piano age 4, music, learning music at age 4.
Age 4. And as I mentioned in the opening, you started with classical, but later on in life, at an early age still, as you became a teenager, you developed this interest in jazz. And where did that come from? Did you have friends who talk to you about jazz? Were you listening to recordings? Did you watch some television? How did you become interested in jazz as opposed to other forms of music?
And my father is the most of the biggest reason, I think. He always played pop and Latin music around the house and his car. And he had a large collection of many types of music. And so even when I was studying classical piano, I was constantly exposed to pop, Latin dance music, and then jazz. And yeah, I found jazz to be very exciting, with the swinging rhythm and bluesy sound. Mm-hmm. And improvisation. And as a listener, yeah, so I wanted to know how the musicians improvise.
That seems to be a very big item for musicians, is improvisation.
Yes, that is very different from classical. And so as a player, I like how musicians communicate and then do the ensemble and performing together and make final product together. And improvisation was very exciting to me. And creating music on the moment, everybody together, that was what wonderful to me about the jazz.
It was a collaborative effort with you and the trio. When you first started learning about jazz, because jazz is uniquely American, were there particular performers that you enjoyed listening to and were inspired by?
Yes. Yes, I heard wonderful pianist from Canada, Oscar Peterson. When I first heard his music, I felt so his music, piano playing is so happy. And also I heard pianist Monty Alexander. He's from Jamaica. And I loved his island influence. And also, of course, Herbie Hancock. And I listened to Miles Davis, who were collaborating with hip-hop funk musicians. And I found that jazz is a very possibility to have a lot of possibility to have to play many of genres together. Also, I listened to a lot of pop and R&B, such as Erykah Badu, Jeanne, and TLC. Also Brazilian artists like Tania Maria. And so, yes, I felt that it would be best to learn, yeah, jazz. And yes, those artists influenced me to also try to sing, not just playing a piano.
Sure. Also,
yeah, it inspired me a lot.
Your English is very good because obviously it's your second language and you come from Japan. When did you decide to come to the United States? And was it a decision to pursue both music studies and also to perform here?
I went to jazz music in Kyoto, Japan. I met the instructor there, my first jazz teacher. And he encouraged me to come to America to study more. And then, yeah, he had several ideas. First, I went to the audition for Berklee College of Music. Very fortunately, I received a scholarship to study in college. Unfortunately, I did not have money to cover or still cover cost to live at the expensive city that's the time. And so the Mr. Kameda, my piano teacher, was suggested me to go to Music Performance Academy. It's a small academy in Los Angeles. And so I decided to come to Los Angeles to study at this academy.
And Los Angeles is still your base of operations, correct? In other words,
yes. That's where,
yes. And then you travel. So Las Vegas is not that far away from Los Angeles. So that's probably pretty good. So.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Last year I visited Las Vegas for my first time. Yes, it was just 3.5 hours driving. Yeah.
Well, you drive fast. It usually takes me about 4.5 hours. That's pretty good.
I left Pasadena very early in the morning and then arrived in the early afternoon. That was good. Yes. No, before the noon.
Of course. Right. Will this be your first time performing in Las Vegas?
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes. Yes, I am very excited to come to Myron.
Yes, you'll enjoy Myron's and the Smith Center. It's a great cultural institution here in Las Vegas.
Yes.
One of the things you're known for is your energy, and I'd like to know how I can get that energy myself. I'm always feeling tired, but you have that wonderful energy on stage performing. Is it you just feel the energy when you get on stage? Is that it, or do you always have that high energy?
Well, yes, I just love performing at the live, especially, and I have a wonderful band member to play and creating music on the moment on the stage. That is so exciting. And also, American audience is very vocal. They give me when I perform a response, great response. Mm-hmm. That's more inspired me to play. And then that's even more improve my performance.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So do you always perform with the trio or sometimes by yourself? Or is it a mix or how does that work?
At the concert, live venues, festivals, clubs, I usually perform with my trio or quartet or quintet. Yes, for my solo concert, it's like in Los Angeles. Sometimes I have a gig for the just piano, but usually I play with my band.
And I'm sure that you have. As you mentioned, we talked earlier about what's great about jazz is not only the improvisation, but the collaboration that goes on among the musicians. If you want to mention your trio's individual names, feel free to do so and give them a shout out, as we call it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will be performing with Edwin Livingstone on bass for the first time.
Nice.
And Peter Buck on drums. And Troy Dexter on guitar.
And is your program coming up as, again, this Saturday, March 16th, two performances, 5 and 8 p.m. Will you have will each program be different or it's the same presentation? So are you going to be able to mix it up a little bit from the first show to the second
yes,
show?
Yes, I think we will mix up both of the show. I think, yes.
And you're going to do, I'm sure, a mix of songs. And have you thought about it in terms of will there be some jazz and some blues, or will it be some of the Great American Songbook? How will you set up your show in terms of what you're presenting?
Yes, jazz, blues, Latin, pop, classical, and my originals will be most of the tunes that we will be performing are on my CD recording or can be found on YouTube, but we will be playing a variety of genres.
Are you surprised about the success you've had so far in America, considering you came over from Japan, you had issues of obviously finance in terms of the school you wanted to go to or the institute you wanted to go to, and you moved to Los Angeles and you started there. Are you surprised about the response of audiences and the success you've attained so far?
Yes, I am very fortunate. I am very fortunate to have the people and musicians, my producers, managers, agents, all of the people I work with. I am very fortunate to have. Yeah, of course, the artist. Most of artists, especially new artists, is a very, very difficult for anywhere in the world. I think there is a lot of great musicians in the world, and especially in Los Angeles. There are more musicians than other gigs, jobs. So it is very difficult to get a job. We have to promote, we have to writing, we have to preparing rehearsal recordings and constantly every day working. And so it takes a long time to develop our following and status. So every time I play, do the best.
And when you do your best, as I mentioned earlier, you have that high energy that you're known for. Do you find that does when you're traveling, especially if you're traveling a longer distance to perform, the the part about traveling is always tiring, but once you get on the stage and you get behind the keys of the piano,
yes,
all of a sudden the energy is there.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I am very appreciate somebody somewhere from anywhere. If people would like me to come and people would like me to perform at their venue, I happy to come anywhere. I am so happy to be able to perform and then great to be able to share my music every time.
I would imagine because you have a piano as opposed to a trumpet, it's you can't take a piano with you when you go to a new location, unless you have a fold-up piano, which would be interesting. But are you always satisfied when you travel that you have a piano that is to your standards? And do you have to tune it each time when you go to a different venue?
I play whatever they have, the piano. Yes, I like acoustic piano. I prefer grand piano. But any piano, I will be able to play. And then before the show start, I play practice after the sound check. So I will get very friendly with key.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
It will be no problem.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
When I mentioned in the opening about that you also compose music. How do you divide your time? Are you able to spend enough time with writing as opposed to performing? Or it's not equal. I assume it's more the playing side of it or performing side than the writing or composing side. So from a time perspective, more time on performing and less time on composing, or equal?
Yeah. When I have big concert coming, I focus more practicing time for the upcoming performance. And writing, composing a song, I have to have very focusing space, a lot of space of the time I need to write music. So yes, I think the time of the spending both of the work is a very different.
I would imagine so. Have your parents been able to see you perform in the United States?
My mother came about before the COVID. She came to see my concert at the Cigarstorm in Costa Mesa. Yes, I was opened for Branford Marsalis. And then, yes, that's the time she came first time, United States, and experienced, yes, my live concert first time.
Yeah, I'm sure she was proud. That's a great opportunity for her to come all the way from Japan.
Yes, she enjoyed, she loved it. Yes.
She probably took some video of it while you were performing so she would have a memory.
Yes. Yeah, she was. Yes, she was taking a photo.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I just thought of something because your English is very good. Have you tried to teach your trio any Japanese?
Oh, yes, during the rehearsal and during when we are chatting, yes, they are very showing me interested about the language. So we back and forth. Yes, talk. Yeah, they have visited Japan a long time ago, and they have been playing in Japan. Yes, so
There's a lot of
they know. Yeah, they know some words.
Yeah, that's great. I can count up to 10 in Japanese, but that's all I know. Able to do that. Ichi ni
Yes,
san
とてもいいです
ち
ね。
ごらくしちはち do you find that you start to learn more English? Slang, I guess, would be the word, or informal English, as the more time you spend in the United States.
Yes,
Yes, I would think so. Yes.
I hear often.
Some phrases in English that don't necessarily translate into Japanese. So, yeah, no,
No,
I understand.
some of, but
Yeah.
not like Spanish and English.
Yes. What is your favorite? We talked about jazz, and obviously you also still play classical, but in terms of jazz, and you mentioned some of the great jazz musicians who influenced you over the years, is there a particular jazz song, or maybe there's more than one, that you just love, and you, even if you don't perform it, you love to listen to it? Are there any of those kinds of songs?
So many influence me, and I have favorite songs. Oh, so many.
There may be one that you perform every time you perform on stage. Maybe there's one song that you love so much that it never is, it's always in your performances when you travel and play. Hard question, huh?
Okay. So I just visited Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, a few weeks ago. And it was one of my dreams to visit and then see Brazil and then hearing the music and seeing the culture, everything. I love the music of Brazil so much. And we always perform classic Brazilian song. This is a Marcos Valle composition. Marcos Valle, and it's called, in title is Batucada. Batucada me is a subtitle of the samba. And then this song is just I love, and then always when we play, the audience and very good, great response to gives us. And then yes, Batucada, I took the his this composition's melody and change around a lot of my improvised section, and then I did a special arrangement on it. So if I say one song right now, I definitely say it's called Batucada.
Is it, do you think because you travel so much, which is great, you get a chance to expose yourself to various kinds of cultures and music, and also audiences get to be exposed to you. Do you find that music is a universal language in that sense, that you don't have to speak English or Japanese or Spanish or Portuguese, that people identify on a musical level? So when you sit down at the piano and you start performing and playing with the trio, that people just appreciate the music. It doesn't matter what language you speak other than the music.
Yes, I believe so. Yes, I believe that the music should use to bring people together, bring people joy. Yes, The best example is this is jazz and rock. It is an international language. So yeah, music is an international language. Yeah, give you the opportunity, yes.
Before I let you go, what are some of your plans for the future? Are you going to be doing more recordings?
Yes.
Obviously, you're going to be performing all over the place, but have you got an idea for an album that you're working on right now?
Yes, we are working on right now, hopefully releasing in spring, spring to summer. This new release album is going to be my original compositions and our trio with 8 to 9 strings section. And few songs, guitar and then percussions for the few tunes. And then, yes, this is a very interesting project. And I always wanted to have strings section on my side of my trio. And we just recorded all the tune, just finished. But the string arranger, great string arrangement by John Beasley and Melvin Lightford. And yeah.
Well, yes. Before I let you go, I thought of one other question, and that is, because you've had a chance now to be performing in this world that we have of music, is there somebody that you've met? I asked you earlier about some of the influences of musicians that or music that you had as a teenager and really learned from in terms of jazz. Is there one musician that you've met in the last several years that has had an impact on you? Someone that either you looked up to or idolized, and then you actually met them in person?
When I arrived in the United States, I have been meeting so many wonderful musicians encouraging me. So I have a lot influence from them.
I like that. And that's a great way to leave it. Yuko Mabuchi is performing with the Yuko Mabuchi Quartet in Myron's at the Smith Center this Saturday, March 16th at 5 and 8 p.m. For ticket information, go to thesmithcenter.com. And for everything about Yuko, go to yukomabuchi.com. And you could follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And Yuko, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much. Hope to see you, everybody, on the 16th.
See you next time.
You've been listening to Talk About Las Vegas with Ira. Each week, Ira David Sternberg talks with the celebrities, entertainers, writers, and personalities who make Las Vegas the most exciting city in the world.